This podcast is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Commercial, the right partner. Thursday, July 17, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Telephone penetration in South Africa was over 90%. However, internet penetration, lagging far behind at 10.6%, was where South Africa, and Africa in general, had not been successful, Vodacom CEO Alan Knott-Craig said on Wednesday. About 14 years ago, telephones were only at about 10% penetration as well, but healthy competition in the market changed that relatively quickly. Knott-Craig said that there was no reason, without a little bit of innovation, that companies could not get internet penetration up to 91% in 15 years.
So if you look at South Africa, you see South Africa's got 10% internet penetration, 91.8% telephone penetration. There's no reason, with a bit of innovation, that we can't get that 10% to 91% in 15 years.
National carrier South African Airways has managed to achieve a 2 billion rand turnaround in its 2007-2008 financial year, delivering a net profit before restructuring costs of 123 million rand, compared with a loss of 883 million rand the year before, the airline reported on Wednesday. SAA chairperson Professor Jakes Gerwel commented during a financial results presentation that the airline's restructuring process was life-saving. SAA Chief Financial Officer Kashuk Patel added that the restructuring process had changed the business to such an extent that it could deliver a net profit of 123 million rand. The one-day strike organised by the Congress of Trade Unions of South Africa, COSATU, was affecting mines in the Free State and Mpumalanga provinces as workers downed tools in protest to rising food and energy prices. The industrial action formed part of COSATU's national campaign, which started with a one-day strike in three provinces last week. Goldfield spokesperson Daniel Torle said that only one of its three shafts at the Beatrix mine in the Free State was operational as normal. The south and north shafts both had about 10% attendance. The National Union of Mine Workers had applied for a one-day political protest, which started from 8:30 on Tuesday night. Also making headlines, Sasol to start Mozambique gas drilling program in third quarter. Vehicle repossession at highest levels in recent times. Oil steady after sharp losses on slowing US demand. Transhex walks away from Kimberley Consolidated Mining Exploration Joint Venture. Harmony gets ministerial approval for Papua New Guinea venture. And Petra wraps up acquisition of iconic Cullinan Mine. In political news, groundbreaking interfaith meeting shuns extremism. Zimbabwe trade unions condemn Robert Mugabe's re-election. The ANC is dealing with Premier's issue at own pace, says Gwede Mantash. And Sudan's Bashir could escape International Criminal Court indictment. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.